Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm excited about having a new friend with us, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to Debbie Kennedy. Debbie is the founder and the president of Leadership Solutions Companies. It's an award-winning enterprise specializing in custom leadership, organizational, and virtual communication solutions. She's a former employee of IBM for a long time. And where, like me, she got some pretty good training when I was with major corporations. She's also the author of a couple of books, including Breakthrough, Everything You Need to Start a Solutions Revolution. And also her new book is called Putting Your Differences to Work. She's our new friend, Debbie Kennedy. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, particularly this week, because it's my 18th year as a small business owner.
Congratulations.
So very exciting time on your show.
People listening to you right now are thinking about their anniversary, how long they've been in business. And folks, all of you out there who've been in business, you know, at least a year, just raise your right hand and put it behind your head and pat yourself on the back, because I tell you, it's not easy, is it, Debbie, being a small business owner?
No. Well, and you go through a lot of different shifts and changes. For when I started, it was a very unique time. I'd come out of a wonderful leadership career with IBM, and I partnered up with my best friend of forever, and she had a successful business herself already for 12 years and in graphic art, and we put these very two distinctively different things together to start and find our own little niche. And it was a very risky thing. Everybody told us we couldn't do it.
I wish I had a nickel every time somebody told me that. I've had people to say, how did you do that? I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Right. I'm not sure we knew, but I do remember the very beginning of it this week, as we're sort of reflecting on it, some of the things that it took, you know, for us to be able to take the risk, to just jump off a cliff and try to see what we could do. And we did. Have been able to find that little niche that belonged to us that has worked. And I think that's one of the big secrets we're all looking
for. Isn't that the beautiful part about this free market economy, is that we can all find a little home in a niche? Even and more and more, Debbie, of us are finding niches inside of niches.
Yes, and that was kind of what happened to us. It certainly is a very competitive market out there for everyone. And for us, it was big consulting firms like Accenture and McKinsey that we were working with. And how do we find our little place to be able to provide something new and different? And over the years, we've remained very flexible. Our business has changed a lot in that time. Well, but it has been a great journey.
Well, congratulations. One of the reasons why I think you've been able to be successful, is because of what I say about human beings. Human beings are like other animals in that they need things, but where we're different is we want things. And what we want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And in that real estate, that's where small business owners find their opportunity, isn't it?
Well, I think so, and I also think we really have an edge right now in particular, because maybe we always did, but I think it's more prevalent now, where we're able to move quickly.
Yeah.
And we're agile, we're quick, we know how to make things happen, because you have to in a small business. I mean, when everything's up to you, you don't have a lot around you. And I know when I first started, my best friend said to me, who had been in a small business for 12 years, and I said to her, I said, I've got all this corporate experience, but how do I even begin to put this all together? And I always remember what she said to me. She said, well, you know how you do it? You get up in the morning and you start. And that's sort
it's
of
the
secret,
it's
isn't
the truth.
It? To all small businesses, is you get up in the morning and you start, and you don't really know exactly where the day may take you.
The secret to being in business is to be in your business every day.
That's right.
It really is. Well, you know, one of the things that you're talking about being nimble and efficient and agile and everything, that's one of the things that the big companies like about us. Because,
yeah.
See, they're not trying to do that anymore. They understand that they need that kind of capability, but they also understand that they're not going to get it basically from their own groups. And so I'm circling back to this diversity thing that you talk about in your book, Putting Our Differences to Work. They recognize that we, the small business owners, round out. We complement them because, from a diversity standpoint, because we bring those kinds of skills to the table. So they've learned that, haven't they?
I think they have, and I know that they are looking to do, because they're looking to do things faster and more innovative in a quick, mm-hmm. really quick way to deliver to the customer, then the small business owner is able to come in and help do that. And particularly with technology the way it is now, it also allows us a much bigger landscape for our businesses as we get into technology and move them around the world.
Yep.
I've been working virtually in a virtual office for 4 years, and I've done all of my work throughout the world, never stepping foot into a customer office, which is very unusual a few years
yep.
ago.
That's
and
right.
My customers have demanded it because they travel, they're gone, they need things quickly, and what we're able to do is take our intellectual work and marry it with some of their things to be able to produce a solution faster, quicker, better. And so it is about putting our differences to work, putting all of those things, not differences in just the way that we've always thought of them, as in with diversity, the traditional diversity considerations, but also adding to those things are the way we solve problems,
right.
the way that we use, you know, think and act and operate in a small business is very attractive to them, I think.
Well, I think you're right. And the thing is, though, is we have to make sure that when we talk to them, when we propose work to them, as we fulfill this work, we've got to be able to our thinking, our leadership style, the organizations that we bring to them, we have to be able to marry up with the way they're thinking, at least, don't we? I mean, we've got to, from the standpoint of having the differences, I should say, managing the differences and dovetailing how we're different from how they're different. Because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for the other side of the puzzle. We're the piece of the puzzle that they need, and we've got to be able to think like that. When we come back, I'm going to get Debbie Kennedy to help us think that way. We're going to talk about those. I think we're going to talk about 5 leadership qualities
yeah.
she wants to recommend to you. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Your troubles, ARS. Bringing us back with our anthem, right? Surely. The author of Putting Our Differences to Work. That's her new book. You know about that, don't you, Debbie? Do It or Die.
That's right, especially as a small business owner.
That's exactly right.
That's a really good motto.
One of the things that you talk about in your book is diversity, Debbie. And one of the best, I was using this example in the beginning of the hour before you got here. I used to be in the cattle business many years ago. And one of the things I learned about is something that cattle growers called hybrid vigor. Have you ever heard that term?
I haven't.
Hybrid vigor. If you breed a Hereford with a Black Angus, for example, the product of that union will produce a better animal.
That's right.
Geneticists understand this as hybrid vigor, and so if all I have are my ideas, then I've got, you know, I'm just one species, so to speak. I'm just one example. But if I put your ideas with my ideas, we can produce a product that should be better than what we start out with. I mean, we've known this for a long time, but I think hybrid vigor is a good way to think about bringing in diverse people, diverse ideas, diverse thinking. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, because what we're discovering is that, and this is not a new idea, certainly, but it is becoming more and more prevalent in everything. And organizations and individuals all over the world are discovering that that fastest way to get to those new ideas is through diversity, and that diversity is the one element that stays, that really makes the big difference. And it's not diversity in its traditional sense, as I said earlier. It's looking at ourselves and valuing that, not just tolerating it or putting it aside or finding common ground, but really making diversity something that is part of what makes an organization vibrant. And for the
when you say diversity, you're not just talking different races, different genders, although that's part of it. But you're talking about the whole thing, the whole profile, the whole picture, the ideas, the backgrounds, the whole everything, right?
Well, it's about how you work, how you think, how the different experiences you've had, your generational insight.
That last thing you said is a big deal today, isn't it? The generational.
It is.
Yeah.
The generational insight is very big because, and the way that we solve problems within those generations is very different. What we're seeing out there is that it's looking at ourselves differently. Even though we might identify in some specific way, we all have many differences to bring to the table. And when we put those together with other people, with other businesses and connect, I think we have something very different. I do think it asks us to operate differently. And that's one of the things that I presented in my book, is about five very distinctive qualities, not to change anything that you already know, but to take everything that you know and add a little different spin, a little different sense to how you fundamentally operate as a business owner in working with other people and running your business. And everybody's kind of the enterprise of one.
Diversity in your organization is not just the right thing to do, it's a best practice, and that's what you talk about in your book. Talk about these quickly. Let's go through these five qualities of leadership.
Okay, there are five things to add to your tool bag of what you've already got. Very important, because I'm not trying to do anything trendy here. This is just to look at a whole new time in history of bringing together four very diverse elements of innovation, leadership, diversity, and inclusion, because you can have all the diversity you want, but you also have to create the environment, and that's what these five qualities do. And I think relate back to what you were saying, Jim, about how if you're going to work with other larger businesses that really need the small business input, you've got to be able to sort of understand what their environment is like. So number one is being able to make diversity, knowing that it is absolutely a partnership or organizational priority. And this means sort of flipping everything that we've always believed, that when we've said, look at what we have in common, put our differences aside, instead, let's put them right up in the forefront and realize how valuable they are. Number two, that you really take time to get to know people on a different level than you did before, understanding that they have all these differences of thinking different, coming from a different place, the generational insight that comes with people, that's very important. And that the reason that you want that is so that you know who and when and where to bring together to make a great combination to get a particular project or to work together in a different way. The third one is probably one of the reason it's in the center is because it's the center of everything, and that is enabling rich communication. And what I mean by that, even though these are simple words, is listening more, understanding more about with people so that you have the ability to explore and have the trust built up so that even when things maybe aren't going so right, that you have the ability to be able to not always have a compromise, but be able to say the truth and get to the right solution. And you can't do that unless you have this sort of broad
Debbie, the last two are hold personal responsibility as a core value, and five is established mutualism as a final arbiter. Will you come back and talk to us about this some more?
I will.
Give us your website, please.
It's puttingourdifferencestowork.com.
You can find the book there and more about it, too, right?
Yes, and it has a whole resource center.
Thank you, Debbie. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.